So, Roxy, I hope you've eaten your lunch.
Why is that?
Well, I've got a tip for you about how to write a polite email. It's called the hamburger approach.
The hamburger approach? Trust you to always have food on your brain.
Yeah, I know, but let me explain. Imagine the email you have to send to an important customer or client is like a hamburger with three parts. The top bun, the meat, and the bottom bun.
Okay, and how does each part look?
Well, the top bun is the polite introduction to the email. It starts your email in a positive way and stops you being very direct and abrupt.
Okay, so what could I say?
Something like, I hope all is well today, or I hope you had a good vacation if you know they're just back from holiday. I always use thanks for your email when replying to someone.
Great. I think I'm getting used to this. So, let me guess. The meat of the burger is the main message. The reason for writing?
Exactly. This is where you discuss the main point of your email. It could be a request or information that has been requested. I normally start this with, I'm writing regarding, or in reference to your email yesterday, when replying to a point.
Sure. And the third part of the email is the bottom bun of the hamburger.
That's right. Like at the start of the email, you want to end in a polite way. This can complete your email.
Do you have any example phrases?
Sure. Thanks for your time and have a good day is one option. Feel free to contact me with any further questions, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you are also commonly used.
And there is our hamburger. When should I use this approach, John?
Well, you don't have to use this approach with every email. If you're emailing back and forth all day on a topic, this isn't necessary. It's important for the first or second email in an email exchange.
Of course. Thanks a lot for the tip, John. There's just one problem with the hamburger approach.
Oh, what's that?
I'm vegan.